Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
That brings us to very nearly 25 past four. It's time for our COVID slot with Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. As always, Daniel, great to have you with me.
Great to be with you as always.
Okay, so today you're a bit of a lucky packet for me. I have no idea where you're going. Take me wherever you want.
I thought it was interesting to, you know, what are we really waiting for with the classification of this virus? And people have thrown around this word endemic, but I don't know if we all understand what endemic is. So I thought that would be something to discuss. So we know that an epidemic is when you get an infection or a virus that will affect a group of population, but in a specific area. When it becomes across the world, then it's called a pandemic. And that was obviously what the WHO classified COVID as in early 2020. When something becomes endemic, it means that the predictions are, or the data suggests that it's likely to remain at least for like the permanent future. In other words, there are some viruses that have remained in the world as endemic, and we continue to live with them. However, an endemic disease is something that is not expected to cause significant morbidity or mortality. So, for example, if you look at something like chickenpox, I mean, of course, you get people who get complications of chickenpox, but as a whole, chickenpox is a short-lived virus, and it's been around in the world for many, many years. So it's been classified in the world as being endemic. So the thought is that, you know, relating to COVID, that COVID will hopefully be endemic, and that it won't cause serious disease, and it may remain. And we may get to a stage where the WHO eventually, and this is very optimistic thinking that it will be sooner rather than later, but classifies COVID as being endemic. So in a year's time, we might say this is another virus out there like the others.
Daniel, there are no stupid questions here, right? Just to reassure me of that before I ask a question.
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. So why is there an assumption that as this virus mutates, it will become more benign and not more aggressive?
So viruses as a whole often do become less aggressive. I mean, I'm not a virologist, and Prof. Shubh's spoken about that before, but that's how viruses have often gone from, you know, even though with things like swine flu, initially they caused a lot of hospitalizations, and as the years go by, they do so less. We'd have to ask a virologist, you know, what the mechanism of that is, because obviously viruses should try and select themselves out for survival, and therefore by logic they should become more serious if they get through. But certainly that is the progression of viruses that we see. At the moment though, because of the uncertainty, in other words, this is not a given that this virus will remain, I mean, will become less severe going on and on. And therefore, I also thought that it might be on point to just discuss, you know, what one shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Simon, you there?
No, we're really struggling with the line today, Daniel. I think we're going to leave it there this afternoon.
Can you hear me?
No, it's coming intermittently. We're going to leave it there, Daniel. Sorry about that. That was getting really interesting. But we will pursue it again tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know what it is with technology. When you need it, it just kind of does its own thing.